Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in a portion of the work Arcana Celestia, passage 7298. It is according to the laws of order that no one ought to be persuaded about truth in a moment. That is to say that truth should be so confirmed in a moment as to leave no doubt whatever about it. Because the truth, which is so impressed, becomes persuasive truth, and is devoid of any extension, and also of any yielding quality. Such truth is represented in the other life as hard, and as such that it does not admit good into it so as to become applicable. Hence it is that as soon as in the other life any truth is presented before good spirits by means of a manifest experience, there is soon afterward presented something opposite, which causes doubt. In this way it is given them to think about it, and to consider whether it be so, and to collect reasons, and thus to bring that truth into their minds rationally. By this there is effected an extension in the spiritual sight in the respect to that truth, even to its opposites, and thence it sees and perceives in the understanding all the quality of the truth, and thence can admit influx from heaven according to the states of the objects, for the truths receive various forms according to the circumstances. This is the reason why the magicians were allowed to do as Aaron did. For thereby doubt was excited among the sons of Israel about the miracle, whether it was divine. And thus an opportunity was given them of thinking and considering whether it was divine, and finally of confirming themselves that it was so. Reading further from the word of the Lord as it's written in his second coming in the work Divine Providence, a portion of passage 71. It is a law of the divine providence that man should act from freedom according to reason. By acting from freedom according to reason is meant to think and will, and thence to speak and do freely what is in accordance with reason. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.